Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I am your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you form a more complete connection to yourself, to others, and to the world around you to give you the life that you want. If you have questions, you can click the link in the show notes, send in your questions and ideas. If you want to remain anonymous, we can make that happen. Not a problem. Today we'll be talking about connecting to yourself and others in terms of attending to needs as part of a regular routine. We talked about needs in stage three, but now as we're sort of moving into some of the stage four tasks, it's important to actually ingrain that into routine. We're going to be talking about exactly how to do that. This is another chance to make sure that we've got all of our needs covered. And we're going to be talking about exactly what that looks like. Before we get started today, I'd like to say hello to some new listeners out of Beijing, China. Hope I got that right. Give me some feedback on my Mandarin. Thank you for this connection. So if you haven't heard, obviously I'm going to keep doing this plug for the book and the album because I'm so excited about it. Click the link in the show notes and check it out. Perna Asati. The things that you're hearing about on the podcast, the stuff you may have been reading on the website, is all in the book, packaged up, coherent, and in order with the most wonderful art and poetry. This is not a normal book. This is highly unusual, and there's an album to go with it, which is a ton of fun. So click through and check that out. Okay, so here we are working our way through stage four. And thinking about connecting to ourselves, connecting to others. And we've done a couple of other exercises in the past. One of them was cataloging your needs. And another one was thinking about the needs of others. And so now you've kind of got these lists. Your needs that need to be fulfilled, the needs of others that you like to help with, when you have the ability to do so. And the trick is then making sure you get those needs met, because guaranteed if you do not meet your needs, you will get pulled back into stage three, and that feels frustrated and angry sometimes, and it's just a lot of really negative feelings there. This is not a fun stage to be in, but if you keep your needs met, then you can proceed ahead fairly easily. So now that you can imagine the needs of others, it's time to make helping others and yourself a part of your regular routine. Now, this could be as simple as regular coffee dates with your friends, right? Where you take stock of what they need emotionally, you support them in that way. It could look like volunteering regularly at your favorite charity. It could be something completely new. If there's a particular group of people, such as veterans or homeless or children, that you feel drawn to help, you need to listen to that. Think about unique ways that you can help the groups that you are drawn to help. And maybe it's ways that may not be covered by anyone else. The key is to make and maintain a regular routine of caring for the needs of others in a way that takes advantage of your unique perspective and your unique gifts. Now, if you don't know what that is yet, if you don't know yet what your purpose is or your unique gifts or your unique perspective, you're still working on that, you haven't quite found them yet, that's okay. Just try to tap into that gut instinct. If there's particular populations you feel drawn to help, and that population might just be the family in your house, fine. Or friends. That works too. But make it part of a regular routine. And when you do find your unique gifts, see if you can use that. So giving your time and your effort and your creativity is better than just giving money. You say, but they need money. Well, sure they do. Everybody needs money. But it's better to be there in person with the people that you're helping, if possible, and connecting to them in that space and doing it as part of a regular routine. Now, while attending to the needs of others is important, attending to your own needs is more important. Creating a routine for attending to your needs is a really great way to make sure that you don't neglect your needs. If you make them part of a regular routine, right? You make other things part of a regular routine. Showers, brushing teeth, things like that, right? You probably have a routine for that. And those are needs, but try to put your other needs into a routine as well. Mental needs, emotional needs, psychological, physical, spiritual, intellectual needs. We have so many needs. It can seem really overwhelming. But routines make it simple and easy to ensure that your needs are being met, which will help prevent you from being pulled back into the stage. It won't prevent it completely, because injury or illness will pull you back to stage 3 in a heartbeat, but it'll definitely help. So from your previous efforts, you should have a list of your needs, and they should come in 6 different categories. Physical needs, we'll go through them now. Physical needs like sleep, regeneration, exercise, sex, nutrition, hygiene, other things. You have mental or emotional needs. This might include intellectual activities, if that's something you need. Relationships, time spent in connecting to loved ones. Time alone. Completely legitimate need, time alone. Especially if you're an introvert, like me. Time alone is absolutely critical. Spiritual needs. Do you need time for prayer or meditation or study? Maybe certain rituals or services or retreats. Then there's medical needs. If you're dealing with a medical issue, you may have you need certain services or doctor visits. You may have professional or purpose-driven needs, such as training or certain knowledge or certain actions you need to take. Those are needs too. And what else? Your life is unique. This is your life, and your unique life may have other needs. Do you need to feel like a good parent? Do you need to feel validated for something? Don't be ashamed of that. I need to feel like a good parent. I need to feel validated in my purpose. This is human. Because I don't care how evolved you get. I don't care how much time you're spending in stage 10 and 11, and it's beautiful and it's amazing. You are still human. And the human needs what it needs. So this human mind, yeah, I need to feel like a good parent. That's a whole episode all by itself right there. Because there's no such thing. Oh, it's such a fallacy. But story for another time. Do send me your questions about that. Interesting stuff. But the point is, write it down. Admit openly, brutally, honestly with yourself, what do you need? How do you need to feel? What do you need to do? What do you need time for? Just be honest. Write it all down. And now map those needs into real action on your daily or weekly calendar or monthly calendar, whatever's the right answer. Calendar in time to sleep. Calendar in your regenerative activities. Calendar, put it on your calendar, time for exercise, time for eating well, time for hygiene. If you're particularly busy, you may need to put on the calendar time to have sex. Parents, am I right? If you have a busy house, sometimes you need to put that on the calendar. If so, do that. Schedule time for relationships, for prayer or for meditation and everything else. put it on the calendar. You may find that there are optimal times of day for specific tasks, and this is really useful. So when you're deciding when and how you're going to fit in all these different things, you may find that certain times of day are going to be more optimal. And not only certain times of day, but certain doing these things in a certain order may actually function much better. So, for example, if you're a morning person, you might find that, let's say you're learning a language, doing that early might be the right answer. If you're a night person, maybe you need to do that at night. And the order of things matters. So, for example, for me, I'm a mid-morning person. About 10 a.m. is perfect time of day for me. And I find that language followed by meditation and then exercise makes the perfect routine for me. And that's for a number of reasons, but I've experimented quite a bit, and doing those three things in that order, language, meditation, exercise, works really, really well for me. Now, do I do it exactly that way every time? No, because life intervenes, but I always make sure that the things, all the things, get done if I possibly can. Importantly, though, you don't want to not beat yourself up when life takes your schedule off track, right? Because this, too, is human, and that's okay, right? We'll get right back on it, get right back on track when you can. So think about the time of day you do different things, and think about the order in which you do the things, because the order can support these things. Like, for example, meditation and exercise support learning new things. So if you learn new things and then you go meditate or you go have exercise, you're going to help to strengthen those new connections that you made in your brain. That's one reason that works so well. But there can be lots of different reasons. It just kind of, it's the routine that you like the best. Now, the optimal routine is different for everyone, so you'll need to experiment a little bit to find your best fit, and then schedule it in and hold it sacred. That's important. Defend it. The reality is that if you do not make your needs a priority, nobody else will, and you'll become unable to help anyone else. Being a martyr is not good for you and ultimately makes you unable to pursue your purpose. This body and this mind and this spirit must be maintained. And what I'm going to call sacred routines are one way to make sure that that happens. So what kind of routines will you experiment with? What times of day, what's the right order that you think is going to work really well for you? Give it a try. Note what you like best and optimize this part of your life, because we're only in stage four. This is foundational stuff for moving forward. Everything that we do in these stages is foundational for everything that comes afterward. It builds on each other. So let's take the time to get this into the calendar right now. So that's your homework for today. Again, if you have thoughts and questions, use the link in the show notes and send those in. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know how I can help. And, of course, check out the new book and the new album. That link's in the show notes as well. Thanks for joining me today. And as always, I'm wishing you, Parna Asati, complete connection.